Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Let's go. Brand new Ed Sheeran. It's called Azizam. It's world premiere. It's the first time you just heard it on the radio here on Y98 while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. All right, I'm going to play a clip from Chapel Roan during a podcast, and I want parents to jump in on this conversation about what she said about how she doesn't know any parents who are happy. They're in hell right now. They're exhausted. There's no hope in their eyes. 314-531-9898. When you hear Chapel Roan's comments, let's just have a conversation about it, parent to parent.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I don't know anyone. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has like light in their eyes, anyone who has who has slept.
Hot take. I don't disagree with most of the things she said. I know that's going to surprise you guys.
I'm shocked.
Are you shocked?
You're saying that.
Very shocked.
Okay. This is my perspective on what Chapel Roan is. Chapel Roan, I think, drives me a little crazy because she reminds me of like, do you remember when like Lady Gaga wore the meat dress and Miley Cyrus was like doing the bangers thing and just sticking her tongue out? Like, I felt like they were just doing things to draw headlines and they weren't really being their authentic self. That's how I kind of feel with Chapel Roan. Sometimes I feel like she is trying to over exaggerate and grab headlines. But
no,
like, yeah, maybe she is. But for me, I agree with almost everything except for the fact that she said, like, they're not happy. But I do think sometimes having kids feels like hell. I do think they don't have light in their eyes. They're exhausted. They're drained. AB had sent me this video. And she goes, Brett, you should do this video that everyone's doing, taking the Chapel Roan, like, sound clip and then posting all of these, like, awesome moments that people were doing in their lives with their kids and make a video montage to that. And I thought, oh man, God, that's a great idea. But why I couldn't do it, or I don't even think I responded to AB, to be honest, because my kids were throwing up on me.
Yeah.
My kids were sick this entire week. Like, they were literally at 2 o'clock in the morning this week. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to my son just puke on top of me. Like, I don't describe that as blissful paradise. That is hell. No one wants to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I told my wife this the other day. I said, man, I was laying there absolutely drained. And I said, with my son, I said, man, I just love being their dad. So it's like this weird dual world that you live in. It is hell. It is exhausting. It is not Instagram. It is not this photo montage over the Chapel Roan clip of like, look how awesome parenting is. It is the most draining, exhausting, tired thing in the world. And it's also the most beautiful thing in the world. That's why it's so complex. So I actually don't hate Chapel Roan looking at her friends going, damn, y'all look exhausted. Because we are. Because the things that you care about do exhaust you because you care so much.
Yeah, and my only takeaway is nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
She's like, what, mid-20s, 27
yeah,
or something?
And that's another good
yeah,
point, too,
Kat. And her friends have little kids like you.
Yeah.
And that's part of the thing. You're absolutely right. I mean, there are great days. There are terrible days. It's
yes.
part of parenting. So you understand that. And you're also like, everybody's entitled to their opinion when it comes to having kids or wanting kids. And some people are just not born to have children. They just don't want that. They don't want to deal with that. I think of my older brother. That's not him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm it's hard for me because Chapel Roan and I are kind of in the same boat. We both are in our 20s
yeah.
and we both don't have kids. But the difference between Chapel and I is I feel like she speaks so firm and like what she's saying is like none of them are happy. They don't
yeah.
have light behind their eyes. And I disagree with that because I understand that parenting is a world that I don't understand. That is not something
Respect.
I can feel. My mom always preaches to me, like, you will never understand, like, how big your heart truly is and how much love you can truly feel until you have a child. You
it is
just
the
won't
yes. craziest thing.
Great
yes,
point.
It's so true.
And I just have to say, okay, you're right. I don't understand how that feels because I don't know that feeling yet. That feeling has not projected itself into my life yet. So I can't say or know or feel or anything how a parent reacts or feels because I don't know. I don't believe that parents are either happy or sad. There's way more emotions.
Agreed.
I think that goes into it. You guys are exhausted, but then you're also, you know, stuff is funny and I just don't understand. So I can't agree with Chapel Roan, no.
It is literally the craziest feeling in the world. You could go from the maddest you've ever been, the most tired you've ever been, the crabbiest, drained, like, and it's literally what Chapel Roan describes. That's why I'm saying as a hot take, like some of the things that she's describing is accurate. There is no light in your eyes. You have been completely drained by these little monsters.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you just hear their laugh or they say one thing and it's like your cup has never been so full.
Mm-hmm.
It is the craziest feeling in the world. So for me, someone like Chapel Roan who doesn't have kids looks at parents and says, man, they look exhausted. They look like they don't have light in their eyes. I'm like, yeah, that's true. She's not wrong. I have no light in my eyes. But at the same time, I would never change it for a single second.
Right? right?
And so the way I can compare it, Hannah, there's a way I think I can compare it to you, Hannah, and I think that you can relate to it. I'll explain that to you after Shaboozy. But I want you parents to weigh in on this. How do you feel being a parent? 314-531-9898. Good news from Shaboozy. It's new music while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Chapel Roan made headlines when she was on a podcast and described parenting as this.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I don't know anyone. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has like light in their eyes, anyone who has slept.
probably not. Hot take is, I don't disagree with a lot of the things that she said. Like, the word unhappy bothers me because I am so happy. I don't think I've ever felt this happy in my entire life having two kids under the age of four. I can't believe I'm going to have a four-year-old next week. But I've also not slept in 4 years, yeah, and I've never been more exhausted. And there are days where I would describe it as hell. I want to know from you, parents, how would you feel when you heard Chaperone say this? How would you describe parenting? Would you describe it as hell, or do you think it's just perfect? 314-531-9898. I think Hannah's so respectful in the fact that you're like Chapel Roan's age and just saying, I don't really understand it. Like, you know, Chapel's like saying like, oh, it's hell. And you're kind of like, Chapel, how do you even know what they feel? Like, you're not in the situation. Right. So I think you've been so respectful that you understand that you don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit that I don't get it. It's not my time to get it right now.
I've been trying to figure out, like, how do I make Hannah understand what it feels like to have kids? And Hannah's big into fitness. Do you ever have one of those workouts that are just so draining, so hard that they suck?
Mm-hmm.
And all they keep saying is, like, that sucked. But then you loved it afterwards?
Oh, for sure. Yep. That's like every time I run, I'm like, I hate this. I don't know why I do this.
That's kind of parenting.
And then you quit and you're done with it. And you're like, man, that was the best thing ever. Exactly.
That's kind of parenting. Yeah. The whole day, you're like, I'm so tired. When is 8 o'clock in the morning? And then you like lay your head down like, man, those kids were awesome.
Exactly.
Like, everything, you complain the entire time.
You get the runner's high. There you go.
And you get like this parenting runner's high. You said there's a text message?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to thank everybody for all their texts. I mean, we have like freshly postpartum moms texting in.
Yeah.
Working moms. I mean, thank you. But there's really one strong statement. It says, parenting is only hard for good parents. It means you're invested in your kids' lives and an active participant.
My wife, I think that's really strong.
Yes.
My wife had kind of said that. She's like, man, you feel so much for the kids. Like, and you're so involved. And like, as a dad, like, you just, my mother-in-law told me, she's like, she like had stayed with us for like a week. And my mother-in-law said, like, as soon as you walk through the door, it is crazy to see, like, you just put on this dad cap. Like, you're instantly in play mode and helping and supporting and guiding. And it is exhausting and straining. And so there are moments when you're laying your head on that pillow at 8 o'clock at night, and you're just like, well, that was hell. Like, well, this is so crazy.
It's not just the one emotion, like Chapel's saying. It's not just hard. You feel all the emotions, is what this text was saying as well.
Great point there, too. Angie, how do you feel about those comments that Chapel Roan had made?
I totally disagree with the comments that she made. As a working mom, I'm a healthcare executive in St. Louis. I have three kids under the age of 10. And my husband is a physician.
God help you.
Being a parent is one of the hardest yet most rewarding jobs that I will ever have. To your point, Brett, sometimes I cannot wait until it's 8 o'clock and everyone is in bed. And it's been a struggle to get the homework done and get them to sports and do all the things. But the best is when I'm not feeling like I did my best job as a mom that day. And my kids just look at me and are like, I love you. You're the best mom ever. And that just makes up for how hard it was to get to the 8 o'clock bedtime hour.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Yeah. Speaking about the 8 o'clock bedtime, you know, sometimes my son has had like trouble like sleeping. So he like comes and gets me like, Dad, can you come and get me? And I'm like, oh my God, he'll wake me up. I'm like, oh, you're almost four. How are you still waking me up in the middle of the night? Like, can I just get a peaceful night's sleep? And then like, there'll be a night out of nowhere where like he won't come and get me, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Where are you?
I couldn't sleep last night. Yeah. Like, aren't you supposed to come get me and look for me in the middle of the night? You kept me up all night. Like,
yeah, wake him up.
Yeah, that's like literally how it feels all the time. Amanda, you have older kids. What is your feeling when you hear like what Chapel Roan was saying about parenting being like this version of hell at some point?
I don't agree with it being like hell, but
purgatory.
I do believe it doesn't get any easier because, you know, I have, like I said, I have an 18, almost 21 year old, and my son will be 10 on Monday. And like Angie said, it's the most rewarding job. I love it so much, but now we're getting into picking colleges and it's pretty exhausting. And I mean, and then, you know, you have kids that are like, well, I'm an adult now. And it's like, oh, wow. Well, I'm still your parent, you know.
My 4-year-old told me that the other day. He's like, Dad, I think I got this. You don't need to be my dad right now. And I'm like,
whoa.
It's not like a thing you could turn on and off, bro.
Yeah, right.
You're stuck with me.
Exactly.
I'm like, you're 4. How did this happen?
Right. But watching them grow into beautiful adults and just seeing how far they've came and just watching my younger one look up to their siblings, it's just amazing.
Runner's high.
Thank you so much for
every minute of it.
Thank you so much for the call. Sounds like you're an amazing mom and you're doing an amazing job. I think like if you're doing an amazing job to like Hannah's text message, that's when you're tired. And so I think I saw a lot of what AB had sent me of like, oh, there's a lot of people making these videos. And there are Instagram is magical. I'm guilty of it. I don't post. Like, I was just dealing with my kids throwing up all week. I didn't post any pictures of their throw up on my Instagram,
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But, like, we all, like, try to act like, oh, my God, parenting, it's the most rewarding thing in the world. It is, without a doubt. But it's also hell. And that's what makes life beautiful. It's the complexity of it all. And so that's why when I heard Chapel Roan making those viral statements, I'm like, I think it's an interesting thing to talk about. Because I think the real highlight, especially as women, like, you know, so many working moms have called in. Like, to not embrace the hell does not give them credit for everything they're juggling.
Right.
If you're a mom out there going to work, dropping your kids off, juggling after school activities, it is hard. And you're a rock star because you are doing it because it is hard. And, like, I don't want to not embrace the hard or, you know, acknowledge the hard.
Absolutely. That it makes the heaven even more special, even better when you experience, unfortunately, the hell of parenting.
Truth. Parenting. It is the most complex thing in the entire world.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.